Hello, my friends. It's your host, Phil Larson, and this is your motivational high five on setbacks. Let's do this. Today, you're going to hear from Candice Alushala on setbacks. She opens up and shares a setback of her own. I really appreciate her openness and vulnerability with this and how she relates it to really any setback that we go through. And at the end, you'll hear some of my thoughts on the whole thing. And the great thing about this podcast and any sort of self-help podcast is you could decide what is helpful to you. So I would encourage you, as I've done in the past, to take what you need and leave the rest. Not everything I say is probably helpful, so that's probably a good way to go about it. And in the meantime, I want to tell you that this podcast has a partnership with BetterHelp, where you can get online counseling at a very affordable rate. If you compare it to in-person rates, BetterHelp comes in a lot cheaper. And you can do it from the comfort of your own couch or bed or blanket, you know, something that helps relax you, calm you down a little bit. BetterHelp will match you with a counselor in 24 hours, and then you can decide whether or not they're a good fit for you, and then they'll match you with a different one if you decide you want to look for someone else. And that is completely fine. BetterHelp's partnership with this podcast allows us to offer the first month at 10% off, which is incredible. A few years ago, BetterHelp reached out to me and they noticed the success of this podcast and how the listeners are probably people who wanted to better themselves to get better help. And they have extended this offer to us by using our special link. The link is BetterHelp. That's help, not health. H-E-L-P. BetterHelp.com/YMH5, which stands for your motivational high five. And use the number five, not the word five. So BetterHelp.com/YMH5. So four characters, YMH5. For 10% off your first month, the link is in the show notes, and you can just click on that and do that. So I hope you take advantage of it if you decide, hey, this is the next step that I need to do to get better help. Nice. Candice is a certified life coach bringing a holistic approach to personal and professional growth. Her coaching empowers people to navigate life's challenges, discover their true potential, and cultivate a sense of purpose. She has spoken at schools, universities, radio, TV, conferences across North America, South America, and the Caribbean. If you like what she has to say, she has her own podcast, over 100 episodes, called The First Paso Podcast. Check her out on social media at Candice Alushala. Links are in the show notes, as usual. She's got a YouTube channel called The Sweet Life of Candice Alushala. I just hopped on her website. It looks like it's been revamped a little bit. I love it. And in the About section, she has this whole thing of her mission, vision, values, culture, and approach. I'm just going to read this little part in the Approach section. I love it. I combine powerful storytelling, insightful wisdom, and interactive engagement to captivate audiences and drive meaningful change. My presentations and coaching sessions are designed to unlock potential, ignite inspiration, and propel people toward a life of purpose, wholeness, and freedom. Candice, we thank you for the work that you are doing and that you are part of this team and on this podcast. And we're excited to hear what you have to say about setbacks. My friends, here is Candice Alushala.
I'm your guest host, Candice Alushala, and I am being honest today. Let's talk about setbacks. Setbacks are common. They're normal. They are regular, and yet the way that we beat ourselves up for having them is really unhealthy. This is something I've had to really work on, especially when it has come to my body composition. I'll get into seasons where I am holistic, whether it's with my eating, the way I move my body every day, and I have a routine, a consistency, a flow that's working for me, and something will shift in my season and that will throw me off. And that leads to a setback and a reorienting and regrouping. I get frustrated with myself that I allow for changes in my circumstances to jolt me in such a way that I, quote unquote, fall off the horse. I don't know if you can relate. And it might not be with your physical health. It might be with how you think. You might be prone to hearing about something and it's not necessarily the most positive information or news, and you take yourself down this trajectory of the train falling off the tracks and your thoughts just race into the most negative headspace, and you get anxious, nervous, fearful, all of the above. You might hate that you did that when you've been practicing and practicing how to not get so worked up over certain situations, especially those that are outside of your complete control. Maybe it was deciding that you weren't going to smoke anymore or have that drink anymore. And you did it one time and that's now led to a setback of smoking or drinking more than you've been wanting to. And you were doing so well. And here we are. It could be something totally different, like, oh, I've been practicing not yelling at my kids, and I just had this moment. I was really tired. I didn't get enough sleep. I was overwhelmed with things in my mind, and my child came over, and I yelled at them in a way that I didn't want to, and it's been a while since I've done that, and I was really trying not to do that. It's a setback. Maybe you were trying to be consistent in how you do prayer or meditation or go to your faith building and worship the God that you serve, and you've missed a few times and now you've gotten into a groove where you don't do any of that anymore, and now you realize you're more stressed and anxious and you're having a setback. Whatever it is that you're having a setback in, or whatever areas that you find yourself weakest in having a higher potential and having setbacks in than other areas of your life, remember that you're human. Remember that that's normal. Remember that even those gurus that say they have such an intense discipline that nothing can throw them off, even they too, whether they want to publicly admit that or not, it's true. They are human too. They don't have to publicly show that. Just knowing that they have lungs, a heartbeat, a stomach, a brain, feet, hands, like us, like you and me, they have their setbacks too. So breathe, remind yourself of your humanness today, and if you're in a season of setback, devise a plan, get back on that horse, and get back to it. It's gonna be okay. Have a great day.
Thank you, Candace, for sharing with us today. I love Candace's take on this, that setbacks are inevitable, basically, and that they can lead to a sort of reorienting or regrouping of yourself, of your goals, of what you want to achieve. And I would also add to that, it allows you to recommit to your goal, what you want to set out to do. But I think it's really important to recommit to your goal without trying to make up for it. And here's what I mean for that. If, for instance, you were trying to give monthly to a charitable organization, maybe to your church or something like that, and you've gotten out of the habit of giving that money and you miss a few months, you can easily go down a shame hole of saying, I need to make up for all of that. I need to almost catch up. And that can be incredibly demotivating. I think it's important to realize that setbacks don't leave us in debt of our goals. You know, another instance, if you're hoping to cut out a certain amount of calories, you don't have to make up for that if you miss a few days. That would actually be incredibly unhealthy to do. You just start back, just get back on where you are and start again. Making yourself believe you have to make up and catch up for what you have missed will demotivate you. Just notice where you are. Where you are is good, is okay. You are noticing it. You are noticing. You are becoming present to the setback. And just start again. I love that she compares to self-help gurus, people who seem to have it all together, that they are achieving all of their goals. And I don't want to speak against those people. They are good catalysts to get you going and moving and excited about your goals and achieving certain lofty things. That's good, but the reality is everyone has their setbacks. And one of the quotes I really enjoy, it helps me put things in perspective when comparing myself to someone who seems far beyond who I could become, maybe someone who I want to be. The truth is, my judgment of them is based on their outward appearance, their outward completion of goals, and what I can see tangibly through my eyes. And it's funny because we make judgments on our inner turmoil and struggles to achieve goals based on what we see on the outside, their outer appearance. And so the quote that has spoken to me in the past is, do not compare someone's outside to your inside. You will always see a lack. You will always leave ashamed of where you are. And you would say, see, they don't have any setbacks and I have it all the time. And that is incredibly demotivating. You are allowed to have setbacks. And if you told me you never did, I either wouldn't believe you or probably not want to be around you. Real talk, to be honest. That sort of statement is just, I find it very unrelatable. And if that's you, great. I hope you find people like you, because good luck. That'll be kind of hard. And maybe this isn't the right podcast for you, because this is a very grace-filled podcast of, hey, we are not perfect and we can extend ourselves some grace and we can learn from our mistakes and grow from there. And if that's who you are, I can relate to that. And I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're all here. Personally, I might even argue something better than no setback is having one, recognizing the setback, learning from it, and starting again. Eventually, the goal will be hit in some fashion. You may have to redefine the goal, but it'll be hit and you'll gain some things along the way. You'll gain some additional lessons, some experience that is relatable to other people trying to do the same sorts of things as you, and you'll gain some endurance on the way to your goal. Candace's parting words demonstrate a clear path out of the setback shame hole that I talked about earlier. And it's pretty simple. And I hope that boiling it down to this can help you take it one step at a time and realize, I got this. I can do this. I can come out of this shame hole and this setback. One, breathe. Two, remind yourself of your humanness. And three, devise a plan. Start again from where you are. You got this. It's doable. You can do it. I believe in you. And to take this a step further, as we do in every episode, at the end of the episode, we find a reflection of ourselves and we take part in a practice that supports neuroplasticity, the research behind the ability to change the wiring of our brain. With enough positive reinforcement, we can counter out the negative narratives that have been told to us our whole life, or we've chosen to believe a good portion of our lives. Or maybe it's become so strong lately, it's a new negative narrative, but it's really had a hold on you. Been there, done that, am there in different areas of my life. And so to do that, we introduce a mantra that when you find a reflection of yourself today, will you say this? There will be some space for you to say it. And then we'll close out the podcast here. I can have a setback and I can bounce back, gaining experience and learning new things along the way. Friends, you can. We can. We are a community of people who are just trying to do our best. I've mentioned before that I'm actually not a huge fan of self-help. And here's a self-help podcast that I'm putting forth. But I want to call it a self-improvement podcast, because self-help feels so lonely sometimes, feels so out on a limb that it depends completely on you. But self-improvement, in order to really achieve self-improvement, I want to encourage you to include others along the way. That when you have setbacks, you're not on your own. You're not in a shame hole by yourself. You have a hand reaching down to pull you out, to remind you of the great qualities that you have, the inside of you that we so easily give away through comparison of other people's outside. And that's so beautiful. That is what we're trying to do here with this podcast. And I hope you stick around. I'm glad you're still here. If you've been here for a while, and if you're new, welcome. And don't forget, you're either not alone or you don't have to be. Include others. Welcome people into your setbacks. I think what you will find is that you and your setback actually shares a story with someone else, and it makes it become relatable. And then you no longer have to get back on the horse, get back on by yourself. You're doing it with someone else. But friends, that's up to you. It starts with you. Your Motivational High Five podcast has a partnership with BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling done right. If you are looking to get help and you want to do it from the comfort of your own home, check out betterhelp.com/YMH5. That's help, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/YMH5, the number 5. And you can get the help you're looking for, as well as support the podcast. I know I've shared on this podcast many times how important counseling has been in my own life. And in fact, it was a huge part of the lessons I learned that helped launch this podcast to begin with. So get your counseling on with BetterHelp. Using that URL will get you 10% off your first month. Again, that is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/YMH5, the number 5.